Welcome to Christ's Blessing on this lovely day of June 14th. We're moving right on up to the high point of our season, getting really close to the summer solstice, which I think we've been told by Tony, it's going to be rather spectacular with some wonderful alignments to it. So be prepared to be in a state of grace and receiving prayer and fun. It's all important. It's all important. Okay. We have a couple of people in our queue right now, and I'm going to open that up to warm up our community. And if anyone else would like to ask for a prayer or a blessing, just *61 and I'll see you in the queue and bring you on. Desmond, greetings to you and welcome.
Hey, Glenda.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Sound good.
How you doing?
How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine as a divine dream.
So I do have a blessing request.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What?
Glenda, I'll put on my headset if I'm not coming through clear enough.
Well, I'm hearing you pretty well. I just didn't understand.
Oh, you can hear me, but I'll put on the thing so that it's clearer anyway. Okay, so I said I'm fine as a divine dream.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us about your dream.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I don't remember my dream. I don't. For some reason, I can't remember my dreams.
Oh, okay. I got it now. You're fine as a divine dream. Okay, I got it. I didn't understand your message. Okay, is there a blessing you would like to ask for?
Well, since you brought up dreams, I'd like to be able to remember my dreams.
Okay. All right, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Of course, yeah. And I'd also like, I was sleeping outside last night, right? And it was just lightning and thunder here, right? And it was extraordinary because I command the skies and the lightning and thunder, and it was exquisite, right? And
yeah.
I was enjoying myself, and I've been under some serious attacks lately, and I mean, God is so good with all of his signs and all of his love, but I mean, it's difficult to navigate sometimes. I was talking to Vicky, and she suggested some good suggestions for me. But, I'm having some difficulties with my family. And I'm having some difficulties with my health because I'm getting stressed a little bit beyond my ability to restore the amount of damage. That's, like, for example, here. My mom totally trespassed against me. My brother said he wasn't going to talk to her for a year. My family was so angry at her and because of what she did to me. And I had called her that same night. She wouldn't answer me. I called her in the morning. I forgave her. And I'm trying to get the family to forgive her for what she did to me. But then she does it again. And, you know, later that same today, right? So our big brother says, you know, love your enemies as yourself. And so I'm very forgiving, right? But I have the right to say no to anything as insofar as it affects my own life, right? Like you blocked me from calling you, right? You have that right. Like on your landline,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, right. And, I just need to just purge a little second. Just give me a moment. Sorry. It's emotional. I'm just going to smell some mint. Maybe I can get back. Okay. So, I would like a blessing to be, you know, like actually I was doing a Christ blessing today in my kitchen.
Okay, good.
I was doing the blessing to be like, you know, like, you know, awaken me to the divine's intelligence of food. You know, like just, you know, like may I know how to feed myself, not from occult means, like, oh yeah, this scientific study says it does this, but like, what does my body need right now? So I smell it, I lick it, I do the blessing on myself to understand my, I go slowly with my body and I try to get in tune with my body and I try to respond to its needs, right? And
that's good.
Yeah. But, I'm still making so many mistakes, Glenda, and I would just like a little extra boost in energy and not being so rushed, you know, like, I mean, positive energy, emotions and just like, you know, like not being so rushed to do other people's goals. And you know what Anastasia says, Glenda?
What's that?
She says that you will, you know, unless you were born correctly, you will never be sovereign. And you know, David Hawkins started consciousness.
Well, Desmond, are you ready for me to make a comment to that?
Okay, yes.
As children of God.
I was born so bad.
No, you are still sovereign. Okay, let me comment to this, and you be quiet, okay? What you're confronting are all the issues out at the rim of the wheel, and that's not where you're supposed to be living. We do need to go there because we're here to check out the world and make a contribution if possible. And when things are not working at the rim of the wheel, we do our best to bring some kind of order because God loves order. He's a God of order, and whatever sensibility we can bring to the rim of the wheel is much appreciated by everyone, not just God, but your fellow man and all of nature. But that's not where you live. Now, on the rim of the wheel, no one but God has sovereignty. And this is where our political leaders make a big mistake. They think because they've been elected to office, they have sovereignty. Well, guess what? They don't.
But can we use an example like
let me finish talking.
Or Justin Trudeau?
No, Desmond, let me finish talking.
Like, who's the political leader you're talking about?
Any of them. Could be a mayor, could be the president, could be the head of a company.
Okay.
All right. Now you be quiet for a minute, all right? Because I'm going to give a message that's valuable to everybody and not just you. All right.
Okay,
we'll get back to you in a minute. All right. Now, we have a lot going on in our country, a lot of struggle and political debate. And there are people who think they're sovereign because they've been elected to office. And this could be any office. It could be mayor. It could be justice of the peace. It could be, governor, senator, representative, president. It doesn't matter. It's not about how high the office is. They think they've been elected to office, and that confers authority. It doesn't. At the rim of the wheel, the only one who has sovereignty is God. That's it. Okay?
Well, Jesus
said
that truth is the authority.
At the rim of the wheel, Desmond, there is no truth. Okay? Now, just be quiet, Desmond. Okay? I'm going to mute your line if you're not.
I'm doing you.
Okay. At the rim of the wheel, there is no truth. There's only debate. There's only opinions. And a lot of judgment. And a lot of blame. And a lot of who said this and who said that. And that's the problem with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media. It's all who said what, and I think this, and you're wrong, and I'm right. And that's not where you're going to find the truth. The only place you're going to find the truth is in the center of the wheel. And you were created to be, to have that connection with God in the center of the wheel. And that doesn't matter if you were born bipolar or with only one arm and leg. It doesn't matter what condition you were born in. It doesn't matter what race you were born in. It doesn't matter what generation you were born in. You are a child of God, and at the center of the wheel, you have that divine connection, and at the center of the wheel, you can get the truth. Now, the center of the wheel is the only place you're going to find peace. That's it. The only place
you will find peace. I feel it now. I feel it right now. Because you have put me there with your attention, and I followed your love to my soul, my sacred heart. Though, I mean, a lot of our lives is on the rim of the wheel.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
It was a statement, Wanda.
Well, what was it? I couldn't understand.
Okay, I'm in my sacred heart right now, and there's peace, and there's like awe and wonder and bliss and God and love and truth and awe and wonder, right?
Yes.
And then there's still the world, Glenda, that I have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do, but you don't have to allow the world to deal with you. There's the difference. You don't have to allow the world to tell you how to think or what to feel or what to believe.
But they try to force you.
You see, they can't force you. They can't. It's not possible.
Is that true? Yes. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. They cannot force you to believe. Your belief comes from the center of your being. And God is not just awesome. He's also practical. You know, he created the leaves of grass. And he created the mulch that protects the grass. And the rains that water the grass. God is a gardener. He's an animal keeper. And he's the father of humanity. So he doesn't just have awe-inspiring messages to bring you, Desmond. He can give you practical answers. But you find those practical answers in the heart. You find those practical answers in your state of peace. And you have to go there to find them. And it's no point of weakness.
But I get pulled out of my peace, Glenda.
Well, everybody does. That's why Yeshua would go to the desert for 30 days, because even he gets full out of his peace. Can you imagine the people that clamored on him, either wanting blessings or they wanted to judge him? They would give him no minute peace in the world. So he would just say, okay, guys, I'm out of here, taking my jug of water, see you later. And he would go to the desert until he had it all put together again. Then he would go back into the world, and he made the comment to the apostles several times. I'm in the world, I'm here with you, but I'm not of the world. And he did not allow the world to shape his beliefs or his understanding or his decisions about what to do.
And this is what Anastasia said, truth is more important than anything on earth. That is my number one belief that I'm using as my defense, you know? Like, truth is more important than anything on earth. I mean, what, you live maybe, what, like 30 more years? The earth lives maybe, like, what, 2 billion more years? You know, whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, Desmond. It really is. And you're doing the right thing. That's a You know, it's a very, very valuable priority. Very valuable. Okay, we have other people in our call, so I'm going to open the line to Stephen.
Nice speaking with you.
You're welcome. We're going to open the line to Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you. I just would like to add my cousin Stuart, who's overcoming brain cancer. He's starting to go through chemo and radiation, and just so I'd love to add him to the blessing. And then also, of course, my good friend Vanessa, overcoming lung cancer, and her husband Shane to the blessing, my sister Lisa. And then just for myself, my own healing, my unfortunately my lower back went out a couple days ago, and I've just been quite immobile as a result. So I'm just an added blessing for my own back healing. And that's it. So thank you very much for everything, and I love you, and many blessings.
You are very, very welcome. And I'm thinking about you every day because I'm working on your G-Clay.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really look forward to those. Thank you.
Beautiful, and you will love receiving them. So, blessings to you, Stephen, on all points of request. And thanks for being part of our ministry and part of our blessing. And I
thank
see
you.
Little huh? Yes?
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I see little Mary is on the call. Hello, Mary.
Hey, hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. First of all, I just love you so much. I am hugging you from Ohio. I just love you, Glenda. I just wanted to share, you know, God bless you, Desmond. I just wanted to share, when I first went to my very first Blessing Giver seminar, the first person I met was Desmond, and he is the most radiant being of light. He was so welcoming and kind and loving. And Desmond, I am holding you in my heart, and just to all of you, my friends in this community, I keep thinking, I'm so humbled to be alive at this time, at this moment, with all these things, with believe it or not, with all of it, with COVID-19, with Black Lives Matter, with the chaos that is government. I think that there are so many lessons and so many gifts and so many blessings. And there's also so much that I'm finding myself faced with. I am meeting myself face to face in my darkness and in my light. And so I stand with you, Desmond. There are probably more mistakes I have made this very day than I care to count. But the blessing is that we just keep trying, and we align ourselves to be servants of love and to love as best we can, to as many as we can, as often as we can. And I am just grateful for the guidance that comes through all the time, all the time. Even today, to my brother Stephen, I have, I'm a little shaky right now because I have been having a lot of trouble with headaches and back pain. But sometimes there are blessings under our feet. I remembered a teacher who I dearly love, who used to say, just lying our body on the ground, on the coolness of Mother Earth, that is such a support. And it has been helping my energy and my pain today, this blessing under my very feet. So anyways, I just wanted to tell you all I love you. This is a very hard time that we're going through. I think we should be gentle with ourselves and kind with one another. And I just want to tell you all I love you. I support you. I'm with you. And And that is that. That's my blessing request, is to offer as much love to all of you guys as I can, and to thank you for all the love you give to me, including my holy brother Yeshua. What would I do without you? Thank you so much. Amen. That's all I got.
Oh, Mary, you're such a loving minister, and I just hug you and love you so much, and cherish the times when you do choose to come online. I feel you there, but I sure do love hearing your voice.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenda.
And you are all set right now for receiving a magnanimous blessing, because
oh, good.
Allowed yourself to be in that kind of receiving mode. I think this is one of the most important things we can discuss, because, yes, we are in hard times. And one of our natural responses in hard times is to put a shield around ourselves. It's just a natural thing. It's sort of like if a hurricane's coming, you shutter up the windows, you know? And you go into a closet behind a locked door. Let's face it, this is the natural response to danger, is you protect yourself from it. But all of that protection that we put up also can be a challenging filter for blessings to get through. And we think, oh, but God can get through anything. Well, yes, but you've got to remember that God uses everything to get to you. Remember, he's with the trees, the birds, the grass, the ground, and it's good you're laying on it, Mary, because you're giving them a chance to come through that ground for you. God comes through our friends that he can't talk to us through if we don't talk to them, and so forth. So if we shutter up our lives too much, we're really putting it to God on a platter by basically saying, if you want to help me, you come directly to me. And my friends, that's no way to talk to God. It's not respectful. It's not appropriate. And it actually is not faithful. God uses others to bless us in order to keep us in a state of love, trust, and faith. And so, yes, there are moments when we need to close the windows, close the doors, and put walls around them. But let that be a short moment. And the worst thing that has happened from this pandemic is that people have gone into what I would call deep state fear, which is not just logical fear of a circumstance, not just a lightning storm, but deep state fear that has closed their life down from accepting, receiving, and trusting. And there are people in this world who are not only exploiting it, they are planning to exploit it deeply. So it's time we took the blinders off. It's time we took the mask off, unless we're in places where it really matters. And there are places where it really does matter. It's time we go out with a little bit of care and discernment, which are important, but it's even more important that we go out, that we do everything, not just to get back to normal, but to go beyond normal into strength, strength as we've never known it, that we can actually say, I'm strong, and God is with me. I'm here, and the angels will protect me. I'm here and Yeshua will lead me. And I will cause no harm to others. I'm here because this is where I belong. You have to remember, my friends, and it's easy, easy, easy to forget this. We all breathe the same air, even if we filter it. And we are all one person, even though we can go behind closed doors. What happens to one is happening to all of us. Now, this can work in the direction of disease. But what we're not told is this also works in the direction of freedom. It also works in the direction of love. To love one loves all. To be free constitutes and expands freedom. To have faith constitutes and expands faith. To have understanding creates a basis for more understanding among all of us. Good and bad and everything in between. What affects one of us affects all of us. So just narrow down what you might consider a liability. Keep it small. And then focus upon everything good and make it big. And that's my real message to you today. Because we do not want this fear, this state of fear, to become a way of life. This is what the early Christians faced in the first century after Yeshua left. But the brave said, I don't care. Take my life. Take my life if you have to, because I'm here forever. My Lord has shown me I'm here forever. Okay, we've got some more people coming on the call, so I'm going to open the line to Sarah. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, everybody. This is Sarah. And I haven't called in for a long time, but I've been on most of the calls. I'm seeing this time as a total time of upheaval and change and new awareness with things being brought up into the open. So I would like to have the blessing go into particularly all the racial tensions and the awareness around you know, the way things have been and the changes that need to happen. And then I'd also like to, on my a little bit more personal note, I'm part of a fairly large spiritual community that is also undergoing huge upheaval right now. And, mm-hmm. you know, things are coming out into the open and a lot of strong mm-hmm. feeling. And, you know, there again, transformation is happening, but I'd like to ask a blessing for light to shine into that community and to changes that might need to happen and so on.
I share your sentiments completely. These things, everything you bring up is so very, very important. But more important than that, we need to say all lives matter. All lives matter. We tend to shun the disabled. We tend to shun those who cannot work. And we have to remember, it was only, a little over 75 years ago when Jewish lives didn't matter in Europe. Not only didn't they matter, they were destroyed. They were not just shunned and abused. They were destroyed. And then, it's not just that, and it was also our country. During World War II, after the attack of Pearl Harbor, Japanese Americans were being openly murdered on the streets, which is why the government had to create a safe compound for them. So we've got a big disease called you're different and I don't like you. That's a big disease we've got to get over, folks. And we've done this to every race of people. And after 9/11, we did it to Middle Eastern Arabic types. They would be just shot. If we are so far away from understanding that we're all one. And we're not going to get just so, you know, we can pray as I do every day. Surely Black Lives Matter, and I have many great friends. Two of my very best friends in life are Black. Of course they matter, and of course I would be in a march with them on that. But just because we correct that, we haven't corrected the problem. The problem will be corrected when all lives matter. We bring pipelines into the land of the Inuit, far northern Eskimos, and destroy their fields. That's not right. That's not right. We have people all over the world, different races, that are starving and being murdered on their homeland. And we make no intervention because they're not our color. That's not right, my friend. It's not right. You know, let's not let the racial conflict become an end in itself, because sure, we'll get through it and the guilty will be punished and hopefully we'll have some corrective measures in the law and better training for all of our public servants who come in contact with racial and nationalities. But that won't solve the problem until we understand. We have to love one another, every race. And we can't be prejudiced about the Chinese just because they went through a long history of communism. And right now they've got us leveraged financially, and sometimes they're producing some pretty nasty products. But you know, my friends, I've seen videos where they're putting little six-year-olds to work in very dirty factories. And we have to love those six-year-olds. We can't send hate out. It's not right. It's just flat not right. And we can't launder our international guilt by just focusing on Black Lives Matter and thinking when we handle that, we've handled the problem. We haven't. We're a long ways from handling the problem. We have to create a new world. And we can't do it, you and I, but we can sure stand up for it to be done. And we can watch for opportunities to contribute. And we can look for how the stars, the planet, the earth, and different types of business and political opportunities make themselves available for us to participate with and make a difference. I contribute personally to all kinds of charities. That would probably surprise you because I pick the least popular ones from the least known places of the world just to say you matter. It matters to me that everyone is included. Because whether you like it or not, they are included. And you wonder why we're having economic difficulties here. Well, my friends, it's because 90% of the world is having economic difficulties, borderline starvation. And it's bleeding over. And we're not going to handle it with just one or two election or the change of a politician. We're not going to handle it that way. we've got to handle it from the inside out. It starts with our prayers. No, it starts before that. It starts by us realizing there is no peace in the world. Never will be. But there can be order in the world. There can be benevolence in the world. There can be charity in the world. There can be cessation of war in the world. There can be cooperation in the world so that everyone can find the best possible life. But peace, the kind of peace that passes understanding, no, you're not going to find it there. You're just not going to find it there. You're going to find it in your heart where you join with God. And this is why the two commandments Yeshua gave us were what they are, and I don't ever get tired of reminding you. Love God with all your mind, heart, and soul, because that's going to take you to the place where true peace exists. Then love one another as yourself. Now, that does not mean that if you go out and have a McDonald's hamburger, you're supposed to buy one for everybody else, because heaven knows not everybody likes them. And thank God they don't. Thank God they're looking for something better to eat. Okay, what it does matter is remember that you're not separate from them. That's what it means. As yourself means you're not separate. We're all one. Just different personalities, different countries we live in, different agendas, different colors, different heritages, but those could all just be interesting furniture in the room if we could all just get in the same room. You see, love one another as yourself means to realize they are yourself. They're not somebody else. And whatever condition they're in is going to affect you. It already is. And that's what we're facing. That's what we're facing, my friends, and we're just at the beginning. The beginning stages of the golden age are, first of all, coming face to face with everybody we've hurt. Face to face with everybody who's hurt us. Face to face with everybody who needs some help. Face to face with everybody who has something that could help us. You know, there are medical solutions in other countries that might surprise you, that could cure some of the most deadly diseases in our country, but they're banned. So what about that? You know, we've all got something to offer. All of us. We've got something to offer. Now, granted, it's not going to happen overnight. It will come in phases. And I personally pray that this current phase we're in will come to an end shortly, because I think we all need some breathing room. And even Yeshua would go out to the desert and meditate and pray when it got to be a little too much. So I think, yeah, we're at the little too much stage. So let's honor it, but not with love or disagreement or any kind of anarchy, but just say, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to enjoy some freedom. I'm going to put my life back together, and I'm going to think about everything that's been presented to me. And I want to focus our blessing on all of us having an opportunity now to heal, not just from a disease, but to heal from unpleasant discoveries we've had, to heal from conflict, to heal from abandonment, to heal from isolation, and most of all, to heal from fear. Because fear does not contain any answers. Fear is the opposite of love, and without love, what are we going to accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Not even medical discoveries. So we've got to get the love back. Okay? It's time to fill up our tank. And I'm going to quickly type two people who haven't talked. And then we'll move into our blessing. Tony, I see you on. Tony, you may need to unmute your phone.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for your message. Your message helping us to see the bigger process here that's going on. And staying focused on our connection with here, with the earth, and staying centered and letting go of fear. It's really, really helpful and timely. The solstice is Saturday. There is a solar eclipse also on that day, within 24 hours of the solstice. The eclipse will be visible from Western Africa, India, and Southern China. So it will happen for us at about midnight. So whether you're on the East Coast, Midwest, or West Coast, the time for the equinox, it's a long, you know, it takes several hours. So if you tune into it around the midnight hour, that would be a good time for prayer, meditation, and for sending another blessing next Saturday night around midnight.
That's great. Thanks for the information, Tony.
Yes, you're welcome.
You do a wonderful service keeping us tuned to the larger context that is cocooning our lives and giving us the proper spacing between events, which we need. We do need proper spacing between events. Surely, as I said, it's not all over. But we need a break right now. We need to get over the current event and get ready. Just put our lives back together and say, yeah, wow, I got through this and I'm still me. Thank you, God, I'm still me. And guess what? You always will be. Yes. That was God's gift. So even when the thunder rolls and the lightning strikes and blows, you're still you. And it's good to always remember that. And we're going to get ready for our blessing and end our call with Stormy. Hello, Stormy.
Linda, I bring some encouragement with the blessing of faith, my faith without question, for I get to know the beauty that is coming without question.
It will be beautiful, Stormy. You and I have seen it, and many others who have been privileged to be carried over the rainbow for a few minutes have also seen it. But we come back into the stormy weather because we know. And that's why your name is Stormy. Because we know we need to be here for the benefit of everyone who has to go through this. And we all have to. No one is exempt. If anybody was going to be exempt, it would have been Yeshua, right? Well, he prayed. He prayed till it was tears of blood the night of the arrest. But Father said, no, son, I'm sorry, but you have to go through it. Because the only way out is through. We're going to have to look at everything. We're going to have to go through everything. And on the other side is the most glorious rainbow. You will ever see, more glorious than you could ever imagine. So, Stormy, thank you for that thought, and I think it's a great way to close our conversation for the day and get on into the blessing. Everyone just be seated quietly. Find that comfortable spot where you're just one with yourself, one with the earth, and one with God. Where you go into that place of peace. This is where you become the sponge for blessings. The sponge for revelations and for healing and growth and becoming all that you can be. This is where you get to discover the rest of you that's been hiding out for a few weeks, taking shelter from the storm. This is where you get to say, okay, I'm going to come out and play. At the very least, you can come out and play in your heart. It's always safe there. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua. Then you will follow it with your prayer for about 3 minutes while the blessing givers and I conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. The energy is not from us. It's from our Father, the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. They give to you freely. But we help to channel. We help to bring it into the human frequency, which makes it easier to find and receive and target and funnel it into your heart. So that's our job. Blessing givers, if you will stand with me, I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our Lord, our teacher, our master, we thank you for being with us under all conditions, whether we suffer or rejoice. There's no place you will not be with us. And our faith embraces that certainty so that we can be with the children and laugh and know this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. So that we can be with the people who suffer and are almost ready to leave and assure them that this will pass and on the other side is beauty that is unimaginable. So that we can be with those who work hard to serve us and bring about peace on earth. Help them to learn and be more effective, more gracious, and more successful in everything they strive to do. We ask your forgiveness for all of our mistakes. And we know that we make so many mistakes of all magnitude every day. We take back all of our judgments. Please erase them from our soul, that our soul will contain no stain of judgment as we move into the bitter days that lie ahead. We ask that you be with the sick and with the doctors and nurses who treat them. We ask that you be with the poor and with those who do their best to feed them. We ask that you be with the children and those who hold them tightly as they can in love. You give them promises of better things to come. We ask all of these things in your beautiful, gracious, and divine name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, to complete it, you need to relax, rest, be still. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be in a state of grace and peace. Bye-bye for now, and I hope to see you.